Yeah. Wow. Had quite an experience early yesterday evening with the sweetest woman in the burg here, actually in Sharpsburg. And met her on her front porch. They post a story. Michael, did you post it? Right. You got to check this video out after you hear from Kathy. She's just amazing. And I'll tell you, we all reach kind of the breaking point in our lives at different things, right? Whether it's money or family or a job or who knows, the different stresses. And interestingly enough, we were talking about our dog and how important the dog has become in our lives. Well, in Kathy's life, it's cats. And I have never been in a house with, though, I don't know. We don't know how many cats. Could be 50. I don't know. When you go in the house, man, there are these really little kittens. And by the way, they're beautiful. And all fed. She's doing the best she can. But I went in there yesterday with my man Patrick, and who produces all the Get Marty stuff. There's a great video store if you want to actually see the cats. Go to kdkradio.com right now, the Get Marty page, and watch the video. It's compelling. And she needed help. So she got the 50 cats. She doesn't know how many really. There's a lot of them downstairs, a lot of them upstairs. And she needs help. And her mom listens, and thank goodness for her mom. And then Kathy reached out, and there we were yesterday in her home in Sharpsburg. The kindest, sweetest woman, quite frankly, with a dilemma on her hands and a cat crisis. And it's interesting what's happened with kittens and cat rescues and dogs during COVID and the great demand. And I had Kathy been kind enough to join us this morning. Kathy, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
How are the cats?
Oh, they're doing good. Well fed and everything, but
Yeah.
very still happy.
You know, I didn't even remember to ask you yesterday. This is probably a ridiculous question. Do you have names for all those cats?
We do have some names for the older cats,
Yeah.
but we didn't want to get attached to the kittens, so they do not have names.
Am I right in saying you really don't even know how many cats you have in the house?
Right now, I estimate. I can never get them all together where I know exactly what I have.
But it's fair for me to say they're everywhere.
Yes. We have four floors, and they are probably in every room of my house.
Oh my. It's a bit. I was there, what, I don't know, an hour, but I found them to be adorable. But I also felt this sense of, what's the word? Frustration, even anxiety, even a certain amount of anger. I'm not anger, but frustration and even fear about the cats in the house because you're worried you can't take care of them anymore, right?
Well, I know I can't take care of them anymore, not the way they should be taken care of. And that's why I want to find good homes for them and get them in a healthy environment because I can't give them that anymore.
Kathy, what happened? And I know that might sound like a stupid question, but how did you get to this point where you have more cats than you can count? How did it happen?
Well, it started with a few. Over the pandemic, we did take in some cats from friends. I really didn't have the money to properly get them spayed and neutered, and they just started multiplying. Last year, we had a lot of kittens, but we took most of them to the Humane Society on the East End, and thank God they were adopted very quickly. But again, this year it was the same thing. At one time, I probably had seven female pregnant cats
Whoa.
ha having four to five kittens.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, the money was part of it.
Wow.
But the other thing was, after everything being closed last year with the pandemic,
Yeah.
everything was so booked up that you couldn't get an appointment for months.
Is
'Cause it
it,
was
by the
like
way, this is true
everybody was
too.
trying to. Yeah, everybody was just trying to catch up from last year, and it got to this point. And
Kathy, why did you reach out to me? What was the critical point that you, when did you hit the wall, my dear?
I hit the wall when I had a Verizon technician come to my house because I was having cable problems. And when he went out to his truck, he realized that he had fleas. And, of course, with that many cats comes that problem.
Yeah.
And he called me back, and he says, I can't come back to your house.
Oh.
And I told him, I understand. I'm sorry. And after that, I just sat there and thought, I can't live like this. The cats and the kittens, this isn't good. And that's when I decided to call animal control and report myself.
And your family's kind of fed up, too.
Oh, yes. My mother is actually the one that said, why don't you drop a line to get Marty?
Yeah.
I have my sister-in-law and my brother calling state representatives because the people that I did call a lot couldn't help me.
That's true.
Or I lived in the wrong area.
That's true.
But calling Get Marty turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
By the way, she's spot on. My dear, you're right on. You wouldn't believe this, folks, but Kathy, there ain't a lot of help out there, is there?
No, there isn't. There isn't. Where I live in Sharpsburg, animal control only handles the city of Pittsburgh. So they basically said, call your borough office.
Wow.
When I called Sharpsburg borough office, they had a kennel that took care of Sharpsburg. But when they called, they said, you know, we only take care of dogs.
Wow.
If you want us to get the cats out of your house, we would have to euthanize them and charge you $90-some each.
Each?
Each.
But there's two issues there. The prominent issue is you don't want them killed.
No, I do not know.
And the secondary issue is you don't have that kind of money.
I do not have that kind of money. No, I don't. All I want is a good, loving home, and that's all I want for them.
And by the way, I can understand this as well, because you're right on about this. So you're there, and you love these cats, but you hate your dilemma. A kind of a hopelessness sets in, does it not?
It does. It does, because you feel like you have nowhere to turn. What can you do?
Yeah.
And when it's involving living, breathing creatures, it feels that much more desperate.
Yeah, and you don't want to kill them, quite frankly. You would feel tremendous guilt.
No, I could never do that.
Well, I love you. I think you're amazing. You're so kind and sweet. And I thought the cats were beautiful. And I think, in fact, I know we have folks that are coming through the woodwork to help out. Can you hang a few minutes?
Yes, I can.
And COVID caused some extraordinary circumstances regarding pets. An explosion in adoptions. Crazy. And then a stress level because the folks that manage this can't because they're overwhelmed too. It became the perfect storm, quite frankly, for Kathy, who has, I don't know, four floors of cats. She doesn't know. I mean, could be 30, could be 40, could be 50. I was there yesterday. I was surrounded by kittens. They're adorable, but unmanageable. And I'll tell you what, man, there are folks out there that give a damn. No one more so than Krista Amari from Kitty Queen Cat Rescue. Unbelievable stuff, man. Krista, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Marty?
Well, I'm fantastic, and thank goodness for folks like you. But kind of give this perspective. What's going on with this pandemic and cats and rescues and this, what's going on in Kathy's house? It's intense, isn't it?
It sure is, and it's becoming more common. And, you know, we've seen a lot of adoptions, even with animals other than cats, you know, dogs, cats, people being home, they want companions. So, you know, they're getting, you know, they're rescuing animals. And then, you know, it's hard to really get a vet appointment. Even, you know, the partners that we use, like Animal Friends and Humane Animal Rescues for spays and neuters, it's a long wait sometimes to get spays and neuters. And so these cats that don't get spayed and neutered can reproduce as early as 4 months. Wow. And it really, you know, it can get so out of control so quickly. It can, you know, you take 6 cats that are not spayed and neutered, and within 6 months, you're going to have 24 cats, and then 6 more months, wow, you're going to have 48 cats.
Wow.
It's just hard to control. And so it's becoming more common, and it all starts with good intentions. You know, people want to help. They just don't have the resources that they need to get it under control quickly. So we're going to try and do the best that we can and get her some help.
Boy, you nailed it. I mean, to get an appointment with a vet, spayed, yeah, or neutered, it could take 4, 5, sometimes 6 months right now. And then you have 6 female cats in your house. And
yeah,
the population explodes, right?
Exactly. And it you know, a female cat can get pregnant while she's still nursing her current kitten. So, you know, it's really just one of those things that it's like, if you don't nip it in the bud right away, in a few months, it's going to be problems.
And by the way, folks like to categorize these folks. They're hoarders, they're mentally ill, but,
yeah.
But what she's doing is she loves having the cats, and all of a sudden she has 50 cats. She's not a bad,
right,
person. She gives a damn, right?
Right, right. Sure. And like I said, you know, it really starts with good intentions. A lot of these people, they just want to help. You know, shelters and rescues are full to the brim. Everybody has waiting lists. But they don't want to leave cats outside. So they bring them in, mm-hmm, you know, with all the good intentions.
Yeah.
And then if you don't stay on top of it, it gets really busy really quickly.
This is Krista Mari with Kitty Queen Cat Rescue. And she doesn't want them euthanized.
No.
Yeah. And even that's, nope, $90, and they can't do that.
Sure, exactly. You're still looking at getting appointments and everything. So, you know, it makes more sense that we send them out. We're going to go over here actually in about an hour. We're going to flea treat all the cats. We're going to take a roll call, essentially, see how many cats and kittens we have, and come up with a plan. And then we'll get them out to our foster network, and, you know, we'll do the best, and we'll make sure that everybody gets a good home.
You're going to get to the house in about an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. I got to try to get a crew there. You're
okay.
Absolutely. I need you to hang on, though, till after the break. Can you do that?
Absolutely. Definitely can.
Yeah, because there's a lot more questions I have. And I also have Kathy on the line. What do you do if you're in this dilemma? Because everything both of them say is spot on. What do you do? Where do you turn? It's a big problem. I'm glad they reached out to us. I knew this would happen. Kathy reached out and needed help, and we're helping her. And she reached out because she cares, and she gives a damn about the cats. And immediately, when we posted this on Facebook, because it's a compelling story, people immediately attack. This is animal abuse. She's a hoarder. She should be punished. I can't stand that crap. The connotation and the disgusting disrespect for folks who are just trying to do the right thing. Truth of the matter is, Kathy, you know you have a situation that got out of control, and this is the best you can do. And this negativity is absurd, is it not? She's gone. Just call her back. Thanks. Must have dropped off. Krista, it's really not a fair connotation, is it?
It's really not. You know, it's a shame because I think with the good intentions, it's not cheap to care for animals, for sure, you know, and then you start adding vet costs and spays and neuters and feeding and, you know, monthly flea treatment, and it gets very expensive. And especially with the pandemic, a lot of people have lost their jobs.
Right.
You know, they can't keep up with the care. And so while they want to do the right thing, sometimes they just don't have the means to, and it's sad because, you know, these people, and I know that Kathy doesn't want to be labeled a hoarder or, you know, have people come after her. And I do think that a lot of people, just don't understand.
That's right.
You know, it's, you know, in my house with my fosters and my cats, you know, we have probably 18 to 20 and they're all very well taken care of, but we can handle that. You know, we have the training, we have the vet care. But you know, you double that and possibly triple it with the kittens, and it's just, you know, it's, you know, instead of one bag of cat food for a month, you're buying six bags, you know, and they're right. certainly not cheap, you know.
Hey, this is Krista Amari. Tell us about your facility. Tell us the name and tell us how you're managing that and the resource that it is.
Absolutely. So I run Kitty Queen Cat Rescue. We started in Kennedy Township about 4 years ago. We just moved to McKnight Road in January. We've been here for about 8 months now. We have this beautiful, it's 2,100 square feet. Wow. We have a Zen room for the kitties that need a little bit more quiet, a little bit more calm. We have the main room, which is where we do, you know, cat yoga and crafting with cats.
Oh,
and then we have the kitten room where it's just spunky and fun and everybody's jumping the and climbing the walls. And, you know, it's great. We're working on trying to get a little cafe set up.
Wow.
Just to, you know, want to bring people in. And, you know, our big thing is we love dealing with cats that others can't take.
Right.
So we have a lot of special needs cats. We have cats that, you know, need a little bit more attention, maybe some medical stuff. The ones that can be a little swatty, we call them spicy cats. You know, we take those, and those are the kind that would probably be put down in an open door shelter. So, you know, we try to do the best we can for the cats that probably wouldn't get this kind of attention other places.
Kitty Queen Cat Rescue. Hey,
yes.
Krista, one of my favorite people on earth, Paul, sent me to you, and you're amazing, and his fiance. What do you do in a crisis situation like this? What's the kind of a game plan when you might get 40 cats dumped on you? And I hate to use that phraseology, but what happens? How will you try and do this?
So basically what we're going to do is we'll have a volunteer meeting. We're going to call in our fosters and our volunteers. We are going to kind of divvy up the cats the best we can into fosters until we can get them vet appointments, get them spayed and neutered.
Right.
Once they're spayed and neutered, we can bring them into the lounge where they can, you know, go to their respective rooms. We also partner with PetSmart. We occasionally get cages out at PetSmart that we can display some of our kitties for adoption events. You know, we kind of, it's just a process. It's a lot we do, but we'll bring some of them here to the cat lounge. We do have a medical room. So if we have medical cats, we can, you know, treat medically, you know, do flea treatments, give antibiotics if we need to. So, you know, we at least have the resources to try and help in these situations.
This is Krista Amari with Kitty Queen Cat Rescue. Hey, from what I've read, and I don't know much about cats at all, but we're kind of in a period in America where folks are really interested in pets, dogs, cats.
Yeah.
So this might
yeah.
be a blessing of sorts, right?
Sure, absolutely. And I hope that this brings attention that this is not a singular case. This actually happens quite often.
Oh.
So there's a lot of, you know, local rescues that are constantly working behind the scenes. You know, it's not, we don't do this for glory. There's certainly, you know, no payments in this. We do this because this is something that calls to our hearts. And so we are always, always looking for volunteers and fosters and, you know, the donors and people that can help make this a reality, you know, because there's certainly never a lack of cats or even dogs and, you know, and hamsters and gerbils, you know, that there's always animals in need, always, always, always. So
we're getting,
always looking for people.
We're getting calls
help.
And texts from folks who want kittens. What do you suggest?
They can reach out to us. So we're very active on social media, Facebook and Instagram. You can also email us. But we have volunteers working the Facebook Messenger and email daily. If they are interested, please tell them to reach out. You know, it's probably going to be a couple weeks until they're actually ready, but they're certainly, you know, we can get them on the waiting list for these kittens, and it would be amazing. I mean, that would truly be amazing.
Kitty Queen Cat Rescue. And you're headed to the house, what, in the next hour or so?
Yes. Yep. We are heading there in about an hour.
All right. We'll see you over there.
Great. That
You're amazing.
Sounds good.
You're absolutely amazing. You blow me away.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow.
No problem.
I got to grab Kathy. Well, Kathy, I am so thankful that this is happening. This has to be a big load off of your shoulders.
It is. It is a big relief. My main goal is getting these cats homes and keeping them healthy and living to a ripe old age.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, you love animals, but you're overwhelmed and know you can't manage this. And you did the right thing.
Yeah, it got to the point where for me, for the kittens, the cats, it wasn't a good living situation anymore. And I know I needed help, so I reached out and I found the right person.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. And I love that you care so much, and I'm so grateful that you called us, and I'm so grateful that we could help get this ball rolling. I will be there in the next hour or so, and we will see you again, all right?
Thank you so much for everything you've done.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. You're the best. We'll see you in about an hour.